virtually all the results in this text make the first two assumptions here. No riskless arbitrage opportunities in perfect markets. And then usually there'll be some other assumptions. And in this case, there's one other assumption, and that is, suppose we lived in a world where we knew what future rates of interest were going to be, our future spot returns were going to be. There's the current spot returns in the current term structure. There's the current forward returns. And then there's the future spot returns. The future spot returns are not directly in the current bond prices. The current spot returns, how will we find out what those are? We did an exercise to do that. You look at the prices of bonds of different maturities, and you can back out what the current term structure of interest rates is. It's the current spot returns. The current forward returns just depends on the pricing of these bonds. This would be the current forward return, F of T, based on the relative prices of these two bonds you'd buy today. But then there's a third thing, which you have to keep separate, which is the future spot returns. In other words, interest rates that are not clearly visible in today's bonds, but won't really become known until the future. So the future spot returns sort of answer the question, if we were to march out 5 years and pick up the New York Times or the Wall Street Journal, what would you see there as the returns or interest rates on bonds at that time? Those are future spot returns. Imagine that you knew in advance that 5 years from now, when you picked up the Wall Street Journal or New York Times, you could tell me today what the interest rates were going to be on bonds of different maturities. Suppose that were true. That's what that last assumption means. Certainty of future spot returns. You know in advance what they're going to be. If those three assumptions hold, then the text tries to argue with a very quick arbitrage argument that there's a relationship, a tight relationship, between the prices of bonds today, in particular as summarized by the current forward return, and the current future spot returns. That in fact they would be the same over the same period. If T were, say, 6, this would be the interest rate in the market that you would see 5 years from now, where you would get a payment at the end of the sixth year. The one-year treasury bill rate, if you'd like, you'd see in the newspaper 5 years from now. Normally, in real life, we don't know what this is. We're uncertain about it. But here I've assumed that you're certain about it, and by assumption. And if you were, then you can show that if these two assumptions additionally hold, then this will have to be equal to the forward rate implicit in today's term structure of interest rates. What assistance might it be if you were actually trading securities? Let me ask someone here. Kyle Yee, what value might you think it would be? Exactly. Suppose you were interested in forecasting the future spot returns. You wanted some idea. Well, you would say, my first guess is that future spot returns are equal to today's forward rate. Now, the text goes on to argue that that guess is not correct, generally, but it's a first guess. Imagine that you see a term structure that looks like this, upward sloping. And I think the red line is the forward rate. So the forward rates are also tend to be upward sloping. They're higher here than they are here. If that theorem were true, what would that suggest? That would suggest that the spot rates of return that you see in the newspaper every day, that those are going to rise as we go forward in time. Now, the fact is that in real life, and that theorem is not right, because what do we typically see? We typically see a rising term structure of interest rates. And it can't always be the case that people think interest rates are going to be higher in the future than they are today. But what I conclude from all this is, as a rough rule of thumb I use, is if I see that forward rate curve more upward sloping than usual, then to me that's a sign future interest rates, in fact, should be higher than they are today. And if I see it flat, which is close to what last time I checked, what it is today, that's a sign that future interest rates are actually expected to be lower, or at least not higher than they are today. Probably lower. And a lot of that has to do with predictions over rates of inflation. And so if you see a big rise in interest rates, that usually means that it's not the real return that has gone up. That tends to be relatively stable. It usually means that people are expecting higher rates of inflation in the future. In effect, they're expecting interest rates in the future to be higher because rates of inflation will be higher, and that will drive those interest rates higher in the future because those rates should be equal to the real rate plus the rate of inflation. So that's, for me, the basics of how you would use some of these ideas to think about interest rates. Any questions about that? That's a very elementary discussion. There's a lot more to it than that.